Hey there, welcome to a new episode of the Darius Farou Show. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Stoic mindset. So if you've been tuning in to the Darius Farou Show for a long time, you probably know that I'm a big fan of Stoicism and I write about it very often. And in fact, my new book is also about how I've applied Stoicism to building wealth. In this episode, I want to talk to you about four main principles that I've learned from Stoicism that are very helpful in daily life. And when you combine these lessons, I think you will get a Stoic mindset. Now, having a Stoic mindset will help you in all areas of life, primarily because one of the most important things in life is your ability to deal with setbacks and challenges and hardship, because life is basically just going from one challenge to the other. And if you're able to deal with that in a positive and helpful way, then life is much more fun and easily to endure, because we often get too worked up about things in life, and Stoicism is really philosophy that helps you to avoid that. So let me give you four main lessons that I still apply every single day in my life. And I started applying this stuff in 2015, so basically 9 years ago. And every year I've seen more benefits of Stoicism in my life. And it's funny, right? Because when I started, I had no idea what to expect. And initially, I was thinking to myself, well, I just need to read something to get me through this challenging time. Because at the time, I was going through some tough things, and I started to look for the answers in philosophy. And initially, I thought to myself, well, if I find some wisdom or some courage in other people's words, I can motivate myself to just get going, get through this tough time. So initially I thought it was something temporary, but then I started to get really into it and I started writing about it, and my life slowly started to change. And all because of words, simple ideas. And it's really powerful. One of the biggest ways that Stoicism influenced my life is the way that I basically operate in life and in my career. Before I discovered Stoicism, my entire life was consumed by this goal to get wealthy and make money. And I see a lot of it in today's world. Everybody just wants to be rich, and they think that's the cure to all of their problems and the cure to boredom or whatever. You know, they think as long as I have money, everything will be better. And I was also obsessed with that. And then I started to slowly change my mindset and start to focus on what's in my control, and started to limit my desires and started to focus on living a virtuous life. So let me give you those lessons, right? Those principles in a concise and brief way. So the first principle is know what's within your control. And I assume that you already heard of this. It's nothing new. I've talked about it many times. A lot of people talk about this. In my experience, focusing on what's within your control is a day-to-day activity. It doesn't mean that you should stop caring about the things that are not within your control, but also at the same time, to give it less energy. Because if you are consumed by worrying about the economy, whether you will lose your job, what other people think of you, whether other people actually like you, you are accepted in society, all of these things, you know, whether you have status or not, whether you are part of the cool kids at work or in your industry, whether you get invited to events or parties, etc. So many of us think about those things, but It's all outside of your control. And most people just think of this lesson and say, oh yeah, I shouldn't worry about the traffic. That's a very simple example, but you should extend the reach of Stoicism and apply it to all areas of your life, in your relationships, in your work, in your health, also in your wealth. So that's what it really means. It means to not give all of the externals in life any time and attention. Of course, you can still care about the health of someone else, right? Your partner, your family, what they think of you. But it means that you are not consumed by it. So if you can stop that, and the way to do that is by being aware of your thoughts. Now, the Stoics basically internalize these things by journaling and talking about it. And that is the difference between Eastern philosophy, because both Stoicism and Eastern philosophy, whether it's Zen Buddhism or any other forms of mindfulness meditation, the goal of all of these philosophies is to have inner peace, inner tranquility. The operating system or the way to accomplish that goal is different when it comes to Stoicism versus Eastern philosophy. In Eastern philosophy, we want to accomplish tranquility by awareness, by meditation, by simply observing our thoughts and not following through. In Stoicism, we internalize it, we talk about it, we bring it into the open, and then we neutralize it. So it means that you always need to have an internal dialogue or dialogue with someone else, whether it's your partner or a good friend. You need to write about these things in your journal, talk about it, and constantly be aware of the things that you should not be doing with your thoughts. And it doesn't mean that you are not good, or, you know, some people think that if they talk about their limitations or their challenges or problems or whatever it is, that others think that they are weak. And that's not what we're doing. We are trying to improve ourselves. And that's also a principle of Stoicism, but we will get to that as well. So that's the first principle, know what's within your control. The second principle is to understand your limitations. So Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, said that you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. That's the quote. And the older I get, the more I appreciate my limitations, because life is really about understanding what you should give your time and attention to and what not. We can't accomplish everything that we want in life. We also can't do everything that we want in life. We have to decide what we are going to give our time and attention. And this is related to the things that we control in our career, in our family, friends, etc. How do you spend your time? You always have to be aware of the limitations. So every time you say yes to something, it means that you are saying no to 1,000 other options that you have. So you have limits on your time. You have limits on your energy. You have limits on your body. And of course, I also want to go out and run every single day and cycle and work out and all those things and then write a book and do everything at the same time, but I can't. The older I get, the more I appreciate that it's okay, you know? You don't have to do everything. And also, you don't have to do everything at the same time. So that's really a beautiful lesson from Stoicism. And then the third lesson is to actually practice Stoicism, live as a Stoic. So it's not just enough to borrow a couple of lessons. Really make it a point to live as a Stoic. Make Stoicism as a way of life. And that means that you want to apply it to everything. So let me give you an example. I'm currently having a little bit of annoyances with my car. It started to make some squeaky sounds on the inside when it comes to the dashboard and, you know, plastic material of the car. And it's, you know, a relatively new car. It's like a year and a half old. And started to get annoyed by that stuff. And I was like, yeah, why is it doing that? And getting worked up about it. And also starting to lose the joy of driving the car. And then I thought to myself, well, what am I complaining about? It's a relatively new car. A lot of folks wish to have a car like that. Okay, it's starting to make some noises, but I can just bring it back to the dealership and it's a warranty issue and have them fix it. Why should I start thinking about upgrading my car? And that, because that's what I was doing. I was looking at other more expensive cars. And then I realized, well, that's not a stoic way of life. The real stoic way is to first focus on solving the problem. Can I solve it? Okay, if there's something like structurally wrong with the car and my health or my, you know, safety is in danger, okay, it's another issue. But this is just something that I get worked up about that I can change, right? Another example, I've been dealing with some back pain over the last month or so. And that happened because I took on too much. I was renovating my house. I was working out. I was doing everything. And then, you know, messed up my back. And now I'm getting back into my old routine. But I have to remind myself that, okay, you still have some back pain. For example, today, it's really nice weather. Sun is shining. It's like 20 degrees Celsius. And it's perfect weather for going out on a bike ride. But I'm like, yeah, well, maybe not. Just go for a 1 hour walk versus going on the bike, which has a bigger risk of kind of annoying my back. I'm understanding all of these principles and I apply them to every single area. And then I'm also okay with that, you know, and because in the past I would get annoyed. I was like, yeah, why? Why shouldn't I go for a bike ride? You know, I'm healthy or whatever, but there is no why. All right. The last principle is to be your best self. And that's actually a lesson from Stoicism that not enough people talk about. Stoicism was also really about self-improvement. It was, you could say that it was the first self-improvement movement in the West, because Stoicism really challenged people to become your best self, to improve yourself, to really have an inward focus, to improve your mind, of course, primarily through Stoicism, through reading, to talking about these principles, and to always aim to become the best and not procrastinate. Because there's a quote that I use in my book, The Stoic Path to Wealth, and I can't remember exactly how it goes, so I'm paraphrasing it. And I think it's from Epictetus. He says something like, stop saying what it means to be a great person or something. Be one and do it today. That's also, of course, the topic title of my other book. But that is something that I really love about Stoicism, because it really inspires you to stop waiting for the perfect opportunity or moment to become better or whatever. Focus on what you have right now. Just make the best of any situation that you have. Be the best version of yourself and live like that every single day. Because if you do that, it all adds up to a life well lived. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this useful. Check out my book, The Stoic Path to Wealth. I recently announced a exclusive pre-order deal. So anyone who pre-orders the book gets free access to 4 bonuses, and you can learn about those bonuses on thestoicpathtowealth.com. And also you can find the links to the retailers where you can get it from. If you order the book, you will instantly get access to the bonuses, so you don't have to wait until the book comes out. Anyway, thank you for listening. And as always, until the next episode, take care.